This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, the Opera Box.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. My name is Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight, two operas by the American composer Carlisle Floyd. Later on in this hour, we'll sample his 1955 classic, Susanna. That's the one opera most of us know, but Floyd, who turned 95 back in June of this year, is still composing, and his latest opera, his 13th, was completed in 2016. It's entitled Prince of Players. We'll start with three excerpts from a 2020 recording of Prince of Players, which was nominated for two Grammys in 2021, Best Opera Recording and Best Contemporary Classical Composition. First, a brief synopsis. Prince of Players is based on the true story of the Restoration-era actor Edward Kynaston, who lived from 1640 to 1706, and who was famous for playing female roles at a time when men often took women's parts. The plot centers on the crisis faced by Kynaston when, by royal decree, he is prohibited from plying the very craft that made him famous. Now, you opera lovers out there are well aware of the early history of opera, of castrati singing women's roles, and later on in the classic and romantic eras, women singing the parts of boys and young men, trouser roles they're called. Floyd takes this all a step further in this opera, where he spends the majority of time exploring gender fluidity. We'll begin by sampling the beginning and the end of Act One. In the prologue to Act One, in a theater newly reopened by the reinstituted monarch, Kynaston enacts in stylized fashion Desdemona's death at the hands of Othello. And in the final scene of Act I, when Kynaston appeals to the king not to allow women to perform on the stage, the desperate actor pleads his case, quote, "I was an orphan and a chimney sweep, put out on the streets before I was 8. I worked and I worked for 4 long years until at last I was on the stage where I still perform today. This is my life and the lives of others like me. I beg you, entreat you, do not take our lives away."
Thank you. yet dead. I that am cruel, am yet merciful. I would not have thee linger in thy pain.
Oh. Oh, guiltless death I die. My lord,
bring back the lady, back as the mother.
Yeah. congratulate you.
I was there last night.
I thought you quite pleasing.
But perhaps if I had more chances.
Ah, but something is only novel once.
Oh, you promised you wouldn't make a fuss, Ned.
And when did you plan to tell me?
I thought it not worth mentioning, for it was just for one performance, I thought.
And how came you to know Mr. Killigrew and his Tavern Theatre?
I am the boy.
Just a moment, George. Let me explain that. I lent Killigrew a modest sum to present Margaret on the stage. It was a gamble that paid off for a space, and now more performances are planned. Thought I lost my mind when she became your dresser. Now she's become a player and may stay from watching you. Have you seen her in your role?
I've not had the pleasure. But there's more to acting than imitation. There are years of training, too.
But I started with an advantage. I was born a girl.
You must come see her. It would be such fun.
We don't go to plays just for fun, sir, but to discover what is true in our lives. We players put up mirrors to you in the audience for you to see your reflection. We show you at your weakest and your most exalted, and in language you can never summon yourselves. The stage is not just a painted portrait, but a portrait that steps out of its frame. We reveal what men conceal, and that is not always jolly.
Please, my friend, then no offense, sir. His art is his life.
None taken. But do see her.
It was good to see you again, sir.
Have we met before?
There was the matter of the glove.
Jane, you'll pay for this.
And why not have we been on the stage? They've had them in France for some time now.
Anytime we do something horrible here, it's said the French have done it for years. With all due respect, sir, your Majesty's not serious.
Of course I am. It's just a musty custom.
Would you destroy our livelihoods? Put us back on the streets?
Oh, come now. You can find something else.
I've worked half my life to do what I do. Would you ask me now to toss them aside?
Surely you exaggerate, sir.
Chimney sweep, put out on the streets before I was 8. Then taken in by a kind old man to live in a cellar with 14 lads. He gave us shelter and he gave us food, and then he also taught us how to act, to learn the language of the stage. Its movements, its gestures, its language, its speech,
evoking a world of such feelings I've never known. Joy all-consuming, anger that inflamed me, and love that fired my soul. The kind old man would whisper to me, "Other lads are good men, but when the theatres reopen, you will be the star."
Listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. And we've been listening to excerpts from Carlisle Floyd's most recent opera, Prince of Players. based on the true story of the Restoration-era actor Edward Kynaston, who famously made his living playing women's roles. In the final scene of Act Two, mirroring the story of Othello in the play in which Kynaston had played the role of the murdered Desdemona, Kynaston is himself the jealous murderer, the role of the Moor's innocent wife being taken by Kynaston's former dresser, Peg Hughes. Kynaston's path from artifice to naturalism, from carefree success to a catastrophic fall, is charted by royal receptions, managerial bust-ups, unemployment, drag queen notoriety, a beating at the hands of thugs employed by the ridiculed fop Sir Charles Sedley, admissions of childhood abuse, sexual reorientation, and declarations of love. The final scene from Carlisle Floyd's 2016 opera, Prince of Players.
Mistress Hughes to the stage at once. Mr. Kynaston is waiting for her.
Oh, Mr. Kynaston, thank you so for coming. Margaret is intractable, utterly intractable.
I'm happy to be of service. You mustn't risk contamination.
I hope that unfortunate business can now be forgotten.
Perhaps when my wounds have healed.
Ned! Ned, you have come!
Yourself to me.
Oh, yes, anything you say.
Then start by getting out of that beautiful room. You're to be only in your nightgown, and your hair should be mussed. You've been sleeping. We must rid you of half your grease paint while we run the lines.
Who is to be my Othello?
I am.
That's preposterous.
Object any further. Margaret, my poor Margaret. Oh, will you
night, Desdemona.
Why, my lord?
If you bethink yourself of any crime unreconciled to heaven, solicit for it straight.
What do you mean by that?
I would not kill thy unprepared spirit.
Another ball. Bravo, Jason, bravo, bravo.
Baritone Keith Ferris sang the role of Edward Kynaston, and soprano Kate Royal was Peg Hughes. We also heard the Florentine Opera Chorus, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, conducted by William Boggs, the final scene of Carlisle Floyd's 2016 opera, Prince of Players. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. More opera after this.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org. Support comes from Motus Theater, presenting Boundless Truth, Women's Stories of Freedom and Incarceration. Black women leaders who were formerly incarcerated tell autobiographical stories about the injustices within the criminal legal system. Sunday, September 19th at the Dairy Arts Center and on Zoom. More information and tickets at motustheater.org/events.
Written during the McCarthy era, Susanna is based loosely on the apocryphal tale of Susanna and the Elders. Set in New Hope Valley, Tennessee, Susanna, a pretty and well-mannered young woman of humble origins, is faced with hostility from her church community. The evil Reverend Olin Blitch eventually rapes the innocent Susanna, compelling Susanna's brother Sam to kill him. That pretty much seals Susanna's fate, and she has to fend off a vigilante mob of townspeople with her shotgun. This tragic opera ends with Susanna completely on her own. Let's listen to the opening two scenes of Carlisle Floyd's 1955 opera, Susanna. It's a hot night for dancing, and I am the Reverend Olin Blitch.
I'll step a few.
You got a puny heart,
bro. I won't be gone but a minute.
Girl. call, stranger. I am the Reverend Olin Mitch, and I've come to New Hope Valley to cast out devils and conquer sin and bring sinners to repentance, to bring the word of the Lord and the power of his judgments. Oh, I am the Reverend Olin Mitch, and I've come to New Hope Valley.
But we expected you here tomorrow.
Always come a day early for thanking and praying and fasting.
We're glad to have you, brother, and you've come in the name of the Lord. This here's Brother Hayes, Brother Clayton, and Brother Ott. We're the elders of this church.
You're welcome among us.
Amen. It's gonna bless us.
We pray for a harvest of souls.
Amen. And I'm proud to be in your midst, my friends. And let's pray that the Lord shall be found to be washed in the blood that cleanses free. Oh, let's pray that the Lord shall be found. I am the Reverend Olin Mitch, and I'm the Lord of Valleys. For this cast out girls and conquer sin and bring sinners to repentance. To bring the Reverend Olin and the power of his judgments. I am the Reverend Olin Mitch, and I'm the resume your stepping under the eye of the Lord, and let nothing pass between you what you wouldn't want him to see. For the Lord seeth all.
The chorus and orchestra of the Lyon National Opera, conducted by Kent Nagano, performed the first two scenes from Act 1 of Carlyle Floyd's 1955 opera, Susanna. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. More of Susanna after this.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense, and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
We've been listening to Carlisle Floyd's tragic opera Susanna, written in 1955, inspired by Senator McCarthy's communist witch hunt. It deals with societal ostracism. After the Reverend Blitch rapes the innocent Susanna, the townspeople decide to blame the victim, and by the end of the opera, Susanna is left to fend off a vigilante mob with her shotgun. The final two scenes from Susanna, by Carlisle Floyd.
Sister, I ask you to come here this morning for the purpose of righting a terrible wrong. It's a blessed privilege for the Lord to let us make restitution for our errors while we are alive. And we have all been in error, brethren and sister, bad error. The young woman what sits in the rear has been the victim of our error. She is innocent of the charges against her, and grievous for the things she's endured. I ask her to beseech her forgiveness, and humbly ask her pardon for your misjudgment.
How you know she's innocent, preacher?
The Lord spoke to me in the night while I was a-praying for her soul.
The devil works in queer ways.
But I swear to you she's innocent. She's innocent of the charges you've made. Restitution, no, brethren!
We'll see you at the baptism, preacher.
Touch
forgive me, Susanna. Please try and forgive me.
Forgive? I forgot what that word means.
Susanna, 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 Susanna. Sam killed him. Sam shot the preacher while he was in the creek baptizing. He snuck up behind some bushes and nobody seen him, but we all seen him when he run away. And the preacher sank right down in the creek with a pool of blood around him. And before they could drag him out, he was dead. And he was praying real hard before he died, asking forgiveness for his sins and asking the Lord to bless you. It was a terrible thing to hear. And the folks is coming here to get you. They say you put Sam up to it, and they say they're gonna run you out of the valley and hang Sam too if they catch him. They're a-coming, Susanna, don't you hear them? What you gonna do, Susanna, what you gonna do? You better run, Susanna, they're getting close, they're getting close. You better run, Susanna, you better run.
Soprano Cheryl Studer sang the role of Susanna Polk. Tenor Jerry Hadley was Sam, her brother. Bass baritone Samuel Ramey was the Reverend Olin Blitch. We heard the final two scenes from Carlisle Floyd's 1955 opera, Susanna. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. Hope you've enjoyed another Opera Box and will join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU. Coming up next, a classic Monday.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Aoife O'Donovan and Hawktail, on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
And it's 8 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Our classical music lineup continues with a Classic Monday. And it's 8:03 p.m. You are listening to a Classic Monday on member-powered community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Want to give a big thank you to Gary McBride for yet another wonderful edition of the Opera Box. Tonight, we are together until 10 p.m., and we've started off with music from Johann Sebastian Bach. Nothing ill-familiar. It's from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1, Prelude and Fugue, Number 2, in C minor, BWV 847, from a recording on Naxos featuring Hungarian pianist Jena Jandó. Bit of trivia, he's known for singing while playing, and to stop this, he puts an unlit cigarette in his mouth. I suppose it's better than a lit one. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful evening. My name is Iris Berkeley, and it is, as always, a pleasure to be here in the studio with you. If you want to say hello, it'd be great to hear from you. 303-442-4242 is the number here in the studio, or you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org, or you can just listen along as we wrap up our holiday weekend. Next, we have American pianist and composer Gabriella Lena Frank. She's also a member of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, and her work as a composer often draws on her multicultural background, particularly her mother's Peruvian heritage. What we'll hear tonight is no exception. Three movements from Leyendas, an Andean walkabout, was written for string quartet in 2001 and arranged for string orchestra in 2003. This performance is by the Chamber Orchestra The Knights from their 2010 release, New Worlds. They themselves have an interesting story. While they were music students,